Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos. It's a chilly morning in Trevos. It's cold.
It's freezing.
It's like the wind is whipping around.
Suck it up.
Old man Winter's blowing his horn still, and it's almost May. It's true.
I know.
Kathy Houston's here. Kathy Houston is about to, you're embarking on a very exciting adventure with Advantages.
And it's an adventure.
You are putting the finishing touches. You're putting the finishing touches on a great redesign. What's your favorite thing about the new redesign, which is going to debut in June?
Well, I like every single thing about it. I think it's looking super fabulous, but I really, really like the new sales boost section, which is going to be super helpful.
It's going to be everything you need to know to propel your sales forward.
That's right.
See, I've been reading it. Mm-hmm. Also, the new products.
New
product sections are looking very swanky, and they're chock full of
swanky
sales tips. Which is
they are chock full of case studies and sales tips, and salespeople are going to think this is totally awesome.
They're going to go bonkers.
They're going to go
wild.
Did you say they're going to go wonkers?
Bonkers.
I said bonkers.
I think you said wonkers.
I heard bonkers.
Thank you, Joe.
I got your back on that one.
All right, Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor,
up?
Is here.
I am.
Joe, what's your favorite product for spring? Because you've been doing a lot of Joe shows lately that are theme spring.
You know, there's been a resurgence of sunglasses in this industry, and a lot of suppliers are going with a Wayfair style. And they're really nice. When I started in this industry back 20 years ago, it used to be cheap plastic with the fluorescent sides, and they're kind of like, who's going to wear them? There's a lot of really nice ones, colored ones, checkered pattern ones. You can have the temples logos, you can have the lenses logo, and the cool thing about it, any outdoor event, any spring event, whether it's a music festival, it just could be an art festival, it's a great place to give it out, get your logo out there, because people are going to wear them.
So maybe we should get some ASI Radio sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
And so we could wear them on the show.
It's in the works. So.
Because our future's so bright, we have to wear shades.
Oh, look at that. Don't try that at home, folks. She's a professional writer.
Andy Cohen, you are putting together the June Counselor. The cover story is mobile marketing.
I'm sorry. I got caught up in the sunglass conversation. it's the mobile issue. So we have a feature on how distributors can get involved in mobile marketing, connect with customers that way. We also have a story on how companies can manage remote and mobile employees. So that's a big deal for distributors today, as they have salespeople sort of all over the country. So that's one to look at. And we have a Q&A with an expert on mobile marketing and what the future holds.
I like it.
So we can check that out. And Kathy's definitely going to check it out, obviously.
She has no choice.
June issue. All right. We have a big show for you today. Today's call-in topic is how to overcome low-cost competitors. If you have any questions or comments on that topic, call us at 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air today, Joe, what will we give you?
We're going to give you that fabulous radio show prize pack, the $25 Visa gift card, the finger puppets, the hand fans, and, of course, some logo drinkware from our friends at ETS.
All right. So lots of prizes. Start calling now, 215-953-4979, and we will talk about how to overcome low-cost competitors. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
We have the single most revealing interview question. Kathy's going to tell us what that is. The single most revealing interview question. 10 ways to get more out of conventions and trade shows. We know that a lot of suppliers exhibit, but also distributors do that. They exhibit and they also attend trade shows to try and find clients. So we're going to tell you what's going to be worth your while to do. 6 steps to fix your corporate culture. That's Andy's topic. We have 3 ways to help someone who's failing. 7 things interesting people have in common. We've got.
It's funny. It says that Michelle's going to present.
She's not calling in from
China. She's in China. So
we say China in China.
She's not doing that one.
Okay. All right.
We're going to say Joe is doing that one.
We have a bunch of other things on our plate here, but let's start this whole thing out with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thanks, Joe. We begin this morning with supplier acquisition news. Top 40 firm Primeline has acquired the product line of fellow supplier Points of Light. The deal is effective immediately and has Prime taking over all aspects of Points of Light product line. This is the 3rd acquisition this year for Prime after the company purchased Source Abroad and Get It Global in January. Product news now. 2 of the largest cities in the U.S. have introduced measures in the past week to limit limit single-use plastic bags. New York introduced legislation that would make retailers charge customers 10 cents for every paper or plastic bag that they carry out of their stores. And Chicago this week is set to vote on a bill that would ban single-use plastic bags from the city's chain retail stores. Check out Promogram today for more details. Some sad news to report now. Jerry O'Boyle, the founder of supplier firm Journal Books, passed away over the weekend. He was 81. And Dick Dunphy, the founder of New York distributor Dick Dunphy Advertising Specialties, passed away on Friday. He was 92 and had spent more than 60 years in the industry. Safety news now. A federal appeals court ruled last week that a manufacturer whose product was linked to the death of an infant can be named publicly and ordered the firm to make details of the case public. The ruling stands as a precedent-setting measure for the CPSIA's saferproducts.gov website. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
We have the newest innovation in divot repair tools. Great for golf tournaments, for golf outings.
Oh, we got clapping. A little golf clap.
A little golf clap.
Golf clap.
You know, a lot of sales reps golf with their clients. What a great gift to give them when you go out to play a round of golf and talk business.
There you go. Check it out in the Joe Show today. In Promogram today.
All right. Thank you, Andy Coe. Now we have our friend Leighton Lee from ETS Express on the line with our Product Safety Minute. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's doing well and you're not freezing too much in Trevose this
You're
morning.
Fine.
Well, anyways, my topic today is one of an emerging issue that is basically happening across the world, and it's a little bit on the dry side, but it is very, very important. Flame retardants. A lot of items in our world, in the promo world, in consumer products, they're treated with flame retardants. They're chemicals that are sprayed on or soaked into the material. This morning, I want to talk a little bit about polyurethane foam. A lot of our items that are stuffed and have soft, cushiony type materials inside have polyurethane foam in them. Polyurethane foam is typically very, very flammable. And when it catches fire, it emits a lot of noxious, toxic gases. You'll find polyurethane foam in car interiors, in furniture at home, things that children use that are soft and squishy and plushy. So manufacturers tend to treat that foam with three different types of flame retardants. I'm not going to go into the chemical names, but they all have initials, TDCPP, TCEP, and PBDE. Now, some of these are already banned in Europe. There is a new piece of legislation in Canada that banned TCEP last week in children's product. The reason why I'm calling this out today is that it's very important because for CalProp 65, they're banned in California as well, New York, North Carolina, and Maryland. So you don't want to get busted by having items that are treated with flame retardants. For you suppliers and distributors who are listening this morning, make sure that your factories and your suppliers are not providing you with items that have been treated with any of these four chemicals, because it could cause a violation and cause health concerns to folks that are exposed to the retardants. So that is this wonky, bonkers, and I can't remember all the other terms that you've already used this morning. But anyways, have a great week, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks very much. That was Leighton Lee from ETS Express with our Product Safety Minute. We're going to take your calls now at 215-953-4979. Today's call in question, how can I compete against low-priced competitors? And on line five, we have Liz. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, everyone.
Liz, what's your question today?
I've heard from some of my clients recently that they made purchases online instead of through my company, and they said they knew what they wanted and the prices were lower on the websites that they found. But I just want to know what I can do to win these clients back.
All right. Any ideas, guys?
You know, I would say, you know, let them know what you offer, the value add to working with you. On a website, a lot of times you go in and they're buying a commodity product. It might be a mug, or they can go put a logo up there, purchase the mugs, and have it sent along. But you offer a lot more with the marketing services that you can help them with packaging, with delivery, with coming up with a complete campaign that's just not the coffee mugs. So, you know, let them know that while they can buy the things lower there, you bring more to the table.
Certainly, I would agree with that. I would also say that the approach you kind of have in this setup here is sort of more reactive than proactive. You'd be significantly better off if you had closer relationships with those clients, where then you knew what promotions or campaigns were coming up. You knew their kind of calendar of events. Obviously, they knew in advance what they were looking for, you know, whether it was 1,000 pens or 500 mugs, and they went online to find them, where they're certainly going to get lower prices. You can't fight with that. It's going to happen. They're going to have lower prices. Their overhead is different. Their business model is simply different. So they're going to offer lower prices than you can or than you will. But the key is to have better relationships with your clients, so you know what's coming up. And then that's not necessarily leading them away from you, but it's keeping them kind of in your stable, essentially. So you can suggest new ideas. You can suggest new products for events that they have coming up. If you don't know the types of campaigns that they're planning on running and you're not involved in their planning, then they might just go out and search online and try to look for ideas on their own. And that's where they're going to come across lower prices and then be tempted to maybe go with those. So I would just suggest to try to solidify those relationships as much as possible.
You know, the other thing that you bring to the table is peace of mind. You know, buying from a website, you don't know who the manufacturer is. Yeah, you have a relationship. You know who the manufacturers are, so you know the product that you're not going to sell them something that's cheap and going to fall apart. You know, you buy online if you don't know that it's an unknown commodity and stuff, so you bring peace of mind. Because they could, you know, waste money. And a lot of times we hear those stories like, oh, I did this, I bought it, and it was cheap. I'm coming back.
Yeah, sometimes there is that's true. Sometimes there is a kind of get what you pay for type of situation. But that being said, there's a lot of vendors that are online and offering low prices.
Sure.
Who do great work and can fulfill orders very well. But they don't know anything about their customers for the most part. They don't know what their history is. They don't necessarily know what their future is, which is really what's more important, you know, what they're planning on doing as their campaigns come down the line this year.
Well, that's good advice. Good luck, Liz. Thanks very much for calling. Stay on the line for your prize pack. Do you think, you know, on this topic, do you think that enough distributors let people know about the services they could provide in terms of upfront ideas, even product selection? I mean, you know, like you said, if they've already decided on a product and bought, it's too late. But, you know, maybe they're going online to find a cheap mug, but that's really not the best product for their client.
Right.
And obviously, that's where a distributor can add a lot of money.
I think many distributors live in the present. They're kind of forced to live from
sale.
Yeah. Well, your whole job is fulfilling orders. That's a lot of what your job is, and it's not often spent on idea generation with clients. And that's where you can keep clients away from going to other vendors and other sources of what will probably be lower cost. So some time should be spent on kind of cultivating those relationships. I think that's what you're getting at.
I am. And, you know, our distributors have so many resources and so much expertise, you know, that they can provide to help that a client probably isn't even aware of.
That's true.
I mean, if you look at, you know, I've been talking to some folks at Staples who are using the ASI ad impression study lately. There's so much information there that can help you choose the right products for your clients. Mm-hmm. I mean, if your clients is going, you know, doing a campaign and they said, oh, you know, it's mainly young males and we're going to pick calendars. Well, if you're familiar with the ad impression study, you would know that calendars are a great product for older women. They are not popular among younger males. But, I mean, there are so many ways that you can help a client that maybe they're not aware of. Maybe that's where some distributors could do a better job with
and
that.
And they could be more proactive, too, by meeting with their clients on a regular basis, maybe quarterly or whatever,
right.
See what's coming up. Like,
well, that's like Andy and Joe were saying, like really have their marketing calendar.
Yep. You have to have some type of, you know, customer management software in place or some type of system that, you know, anniversaries are coming up. They always do an employee barbecue
sales
in
meetings.
The summer when they're sales. Yeah, all that stuff. You have to have some type of system that you can be, again, proactive and say, this is coming down the pike. Here are some ideas.
Yeah, and not just even what they've done in the past, but also stuff that you've been working on with other clients maybe who are in their niche too. You could say, hey, did you ever think about doing a golf tournament or, you know, a barbecue or whatever?
Right.
But to do that, you have to cultivate the right kind of relationship
right.
with the client. You've got to ask the right questions
sure.
and not just say, hey, you know, can I sell you something?
And some clients are just going to buy those 100 bucks from you, you know, once a year. And someone's got to fulfill those orders. So, you know, if that's a relationship you have and, you know, they're going to come to you, that's fine. And
as long as they know, though, what else you can provide.
Exactly. Exactly.
We have a call online for our friend Stanley from California is on the line. And Stanley has been training for the AIDS bike ride, right, Stanley?
Yes.
How's
yes,
that going?
Last weekend was another 150 some odd miles in training. We leave in exactly 30 days for 545 miles from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
That's exciting.
Last year we raised $14.4 million, and this year we're hoping to raise more, and the money goes to people who are living with HIV and AIDS to help find a cure and research and services and social services and testing and just education.
Well, that's great. That's a great cause.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind today, Stanley?
Well, thinking of Leeton, you know, we have a sign in our office at TFTCIKHTHYS. That stands for, we have a sign that says, the secret to creativity is knowing how to hide your sources. And I really believe that the more I work with my vendors to get my name on the packaging and even inside products so that I become the focus of where the products came from, they'll remember us more. I find that if distributors will start, speaking for myself, me and the offices that I work with and the friendly competitors that we have a circle group with, we try to find products that aren't so common and that the decoration might be unusual, things that will also separate us from the rest of the crowd. I don't think the internet's going anywhere. I don't think it's going to, you know, stop going where it's going. It's just always going to be there now. But it's amazing how if you just ask your vendors, hey, will you do this for me so that it shows off me more and I'll give you reorders? Can you work with me here? Can we do more virtual samples? Can we do more custom layouts and offer packaging so that, again, we start separating ourselves out from the internet? I think these are all good things that we can do to make our industry stronger, take it back, you know. And I just had yesterday a client call me because he ordered some stuff off the internet. And typically what you get on the internet is straight line copy, no artistic expression, maybe not even your logo theme, and he had to send it all back. So I think, was it Andy who just said, you know, or was it Joe who said, you really got to stay on top of your clients and really be a proactive, you know, 3 months ahead of time, what's going on, 6 months ahead of time, looking at their calendar on their internet sites.
Andy's pointing to himself, so he's going to take credit for that idea. I think you're right. Those are some great ideas. And again, I think someone else here said it too, you know, ways to position yourself in terms of packaging and, you know, Joe's pointing to himself, so I guess he said that comment. Anyway, we agree, Andy. Stanley, thank you for your call, and have a great day. Good luck with your training.
I will keep you all posted.
Okay, great. We have a couple Facebook comments on this topic. Danielle Lum wrote in on Facebook and said, we emphasize that we offer creativity and product knowledge one cannot find from brandxx.com. With us, we start from your communication and messaging goals, then off the product ideas to match. That's certainly what we've been talking about here. And then we have an idea from Silkworm Inc. on Facebook. They say, we try to give people numerous reasons to do business with us to overcome this objection. First and foremost, we provide the best quality product they can get anywhere. They know when they come here, it's done right. Joe had made that comment. Second, we give back to our communities that we serve through donations, sponsorships, and volunteer opportunities. And we find that our customers appreciate that. And I think that, you know, goes really, again, toward building a relationship and positioning yourself more as a partner than just someone who sells stuff. Would you guys agree?
Yeah, there's that. I think that the whole idea of building relationships and being a partner is important. And I think the other idea that's important is to position yourself as an expert. You're not just providing products, but you're helping with their marketing campaign, with their recruitment effort, if they're doing an employee hiring effort. You're the resource that can help them with ideas on how to get that done even better, more efficiently, or make more money. Websites that are selling products are really just selling products. They're not trying to figure out what their clients need and suggest solutions necessarily. So that's where I think the point of differentiation is.
All right. Well, those thanks for those Facebook messages. We're going to take a break to hear from our show sponsor, Hanes. And when we return, Kathy is going to tell us the single most revealing interview question. Can't wait to hear what it is.
Hanes Branded Printwear is starting the new year with a new website. Designed for promotional product distributors and screen printers alike, HanesInc.com features high-res product and lifestyle images, marketing materials, videos, upsell techniques, and helpful tips to help you increase your ROI. Our new website allows you to search for products based on colors or product line. Our wholesaler section helpfully lists all products that companies carry, as well as wholesaler contact information. HanesInc.com provides the best tools to sell quality products. Hanes is also proud to unveil the Nano Collection, complete with brand new vintage colors and new styles, such as lightweight, ring-spun, fashion fleece. If retail fashion is what your customers seek, the Nano Collection is where they'll find it. Cheap shirts are cheap. Hanes shirts are better. Visit HanesInc.com.
And we're back, Face Ice Tuesday Morning Show. Kathy Houston, this is important because I'm interviewing a job candidate later today.
You are.
And apparently you know the single most revealing interview question.
Yeah, well, you might be saying what's your strength or what's your biggest weakness, you know, but don't ask those questions because people have rehearsed answers.
Yeah, listen up.
Well, I never ask the weakness because no one's going to say the truth. All right. So
right. Well, they have rehearsed.
That's the weakness.
I'm a perfectionist. Yes. Okay. So everyone has rehearsed answers for that. But instead, Michelle Peluso, who's the chief executive of Gilt Group, says she asks candidates, okay, I've interviewed an eclectic crowd about everybody who knows something about you, the guy who delivers your food, the last people you worked with, the person who can't stand you, the kindergarten teacher who loved you. If I were to say to them, give me three adjectives that best describe you, what would I hear? So she says that if the candidate gives her three glowing adjectives, she'll remind them that the hypothetical group has some people that can't stand them.
I would make the person answer about somebody who doesn't like them or that they've had a disagreement with.
Yeah.
I would say, tell me what somebody would say about you who you're a partner with or you've done great work with. And also tell me somebody who would describe you who maybe you've had a disagreement with.
Yeah.
What would they say?
That's good.
I think that's totally interesting.
Question. Yeah, how would you answer it?
I've never had a disagreement with anybody.
How would you answer that?
Short, loud mouth, thinks he knows everything. Bald. Doesn't shut up. Oh, I was talking about myself.
I don't think bald is a personality trait.
Yeah, I don't know that that's a personality trait.
But how would you really answer that?
Descriptive.
Keeping in mind that you're in a job interview, so you don't want to say anything terrible.
I don't know.
So what would you say?
Short, loud mouth, thinks he knows everything, doesn't shut up.
I don't know that short matters, but I get it.
Well, it's a descriptor to put me in context.
Anyway,
those are good
questions because they do.
Well,
you're right.
They
do
like you.
I do ask the question. I'll say, tell me how your coworkers would describe you, but that doesn't get to the negative.
Right.
That does get to some. No, it gets to some interesting answers because some people will take it as a personality. They'll say, oh, I'm funny or I'm, you know, and some people will take it and just say their skills. So.
Right.
What would coworkers say about you?
I'm lots of fun. I'm a fun gal.
And someone who doesn't like you, what would they say about you?
Well,
three words they would.
Michelle sometimes finds both Kathy and my positivity annoying.
So does Joe.
I would say that.
Joe calls me Pollyanna.
Like, yeah, and I think that's actually a good interview response because it's, you know, not some people would think that's
positive. My positivity.
Some people
just
would think being positive is
nerves.
Well, she does. It's like, oh, you know, he killed three people, but he's so cute. I love him. Like, really? You murdered someone, Kathy. Aww.
Anyway, obviously, this has brought about a lot of debate.
So
this
use
is a
that
very
in your
good
arsenal today.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
I will. And I also am
going to
invite
quiver
them.
In your.
I'm going to invite them to play foosball and see their reaction.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
No.
If they ball, they're out.
Really?
Yeah.
And are you going to ask them about American Idol or The Voice?
What if
they
beat
that
you as person?
Yeah, what if they whoop you?
I would give them.
That would be okay.
But yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm positive. Remember?
Okay.
All right.
It's actually kind of a good test.
No.
Would is the person playing for real, playing for keeps, or are they sort of holding back?
Fish.
Yeah.
You
know? No, I like someone
if
who's
they start
competitive
talking trash too.
And embrace.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you like me now?
No,
I
would like that. I mean, as long as it's not too ridiculous.
No, that would
they
be.
Start
I'm sorry.
Swearing at me.
That would be kind of ridiculous. Wouldn't that be kind of ridiculous? They scored a goal and was like, in your face.
Yeah. What do you think now?
I don't know.
Blondie.
I might think that was funny. All right. Joe.
Yes.
A lot of our distributors and suppliers attend trade shows, yes, all the time. So you have some quick tips on how to get the most out of conventions and trade shows.
Sure. There's 10 of those. And these are great for distributors who want to exhibit, because a lot of times they can exhibit at these trade shows.
They should be doing that.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, what do you do? Well, this is a great list of things. Plan ahead. Just don't go to every trade show that comes to the local convention center. You need to plan ahead. You need to see what's going to work best for your business. Do you want to try to start to, you know, niche? You know, do you want to sell to this market specifically? We'll find out where those, you know, conventions are. Be frugal but smart, okay? And again, if you want to exhibit there, it might be better to first go and attend that. Walk around as an attendee. See who's there. See if your competition's there. See what type of products and services are being offered to the attendees. And they also, you know, offer tips like you don't have to get a hotel room. You can actually do one of those, you know, Airbnbs where you find apartments.
Aren't they in trouble now, Airbnb?
I don't know. But there's a lot of other organizations like that.
They're a crazy valuation.
Yeah.
Their financial valuation? Huge.
Know what you're looking for, which is important. A lot of people don't plan when they come to trade shows. And Melinda always asks that question when we do the trade show openers, you know. You know, what's your game plan today? Do you just walk every aisle? Is there, you know, specific suppliers you want to see? Or are you working for a specific client? Even us as editors, when we go to shows, we have a game plan too, what we need to accomplish. So you need to plan ahead. Just don't show up and walk around, you know. Also, be social. And by be social, say, you know, take part in the network events. You know, that's a big thing. Michelle's a top-notch networker, and you know, she's usually sits there. She's top-notch, and I'm pointing to
she's where networking
she's pointing
right now.
To an empty chair.
An empty chair. And empty in my soul right now. Anyway, no, be social. Get out there and network. And not just at the networking events. You got to, if you're staying at the show hotel in the lobby bar, and you know, the lobby, there's areas
you'll
where you're going to run.
Find Joe at the lobby bar.
You will.
Talking to Kathy.
And what's wrong with that?
No, well, but it's an opportunity to socialize with people and network with, you know, peers and friendly competitors. So there's some great ideas on there. There's 10 tips I just gave before. You'll find them online at asicentral.com/radio.
All right. So we have just enough time in the show for the editors to talk about their favorite products of the week. Andy Cohn, we're going to start with you today.
Oh, all right. Well, hold on. I'm here. So it is allergy season here in the Northeast, right?
Yeah.
Duh, no kidding, Andy.
I get hit by these pollen allergies like nobody's business.
And you know what? I learned yesterday that, like, Andy has these sneezing fits. Joe will say bless you after the first two, and then
that's it.
He's done for the day.
Well, he says suppress that to me.
Then he starts cursing at me. So there's that.
Well,
so
it's just an attention getter. Oh, look at me. I have allergies. My eyes are watery. Cry for attention, Andy.
My favorite product of the week, thus, is branded tissue boxes. You can check them out online right now at asicentral.com/radio. These are very cool, and they're available from Points of Light, which is ASI 78825.
All right, Kathy Houston, favorite product.
Well, you know that April is National Stress Release Month, and it's almost over, but come on, we're stressed out all the time, right? So I know we've presented this before, but Crazy Aaron's Putty World has Thinking Putty, which is kind of like, you know, putty for adults, and it's great for brainstorming sessions and stress relief. And it also comes in desk friendly metal tins, and it bounces, and they have glow in the dark versions, and they now have magnetic versions.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool.
That is
very
cool.
And their ASI number is 47056.
All right, Joe Haley, what do you have? You're holding on something
says even something more personal.
Lovely day for a guest.
Guinness? None of us can talk at the end
of
the show. Yes, here we go.
Wow.
So this is a set of glass coasters. Now, you can have every coaster have the same logo, or they can each have their own different logo. They got little rubber feet on them. It's a great employee appreciation gift. It's a great for bar and restaurant promotion. It's also good for beverage companies. It doesn't just have to be alcohol, because you don't want to ring on your coffee table, Andy, from your Coke.
Or your coffee.
So these are great idea. They come in sets of four. You can find them from Pinnacle Designs, ASI 78140. Find them all online at www.pinnacledesigns.com.
All right. You can check out all these products at asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time today, aren't we?
A good one.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks to today's show sponsor, Hanes. And tune in next week when Michelle Bell will be back from China and will regale us with her.
The regaling. The regaling will begin.
Have a great week, everyone. Stay warm if you're a Trevose.